You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Jeff Rosen, proprietor of MTK Tavern, located in Mount Kisco, New York. MTK opened in the spring of 2012 and has become one of the better-known live entertainment venues and gastro pubs in northern Westchester, New York. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So why did you start MTK, and what is your background and experience in the hospitality industry, if you don't mind sharing with the listeners?
Not a problem. Actually, I didn't have any before I started this up. I had worked in corporate for 20-plus years, and one day I was sitting there and said, you know what, it's time for a change. Always was interested in the hospitality industry, restaurants and so forth. My grandfather owned restaurants, skipped a generation. My parents didn't want anything to do with it. But, you know, when I was a kid, I remember, like, one of my favorite times was when my mom would take me out for pizza for lunch, and then we'd go for Chinese food for dinner, and I always loved restaurants, and sitting at the counter at my grandfather's restaurant also when I was a little boy, always something that I enjoyed. And one day I figured, you know, if the opportunity presented itself, I would certainly do so. So when that opportunity came along, I jumped at it, you know, with the support of my family, and have enjoyed it ever since.
Yeah, passion certainly goes a long way. What is the general concept of MTK Tavern?
When we first opened up, we started as kind of a tapas-type restaurant, small plates. People could enjoy sharing. As we developed the concept of the menu and kind of learned what our customers' needs and wants were, we moved into a gastropub-style menu more so, where we have some traditional pub items, your burgers, your wings, your you know, sandwiches, things like that. But we've added other specialties that the chef makes. You know, we do a great jerk chicken. We do a wonderful veggie burger. So we try to find a good mix for everyone. It's, as I said, your traditional pub items, plus those additional items which really add some flair to the menu.
And tell our audience a little bit about your location in relation to Mount Kisco, New York, Westchester, and New York City for those that aren't familiar with the vicinity.
Sure. Mount Kisco is northern Westchester. We kind of call it the gateway to northern Westchester. It's off of exit 4 off 684, and there's certainly Metro North takes you right into the Mount Kisco train station. We are on East Main Street, which is right around the corner from the train station, and it's pretty much in the heart of Mount Kisco. Pretty easy to find us. You know, people call up, people want to come in. We get a lot of walk-in traffic as well. So, you know, we're pretty well known in the area. We've been there for about 18 months. We've gotten a great customer base, and we're always looking to expand and find new people to enjoy what we do.
If one were to visit New York City and wanted to take a train ride up to your area, how easy would that
be? Train ride from Grand Central, actually. You hop on the Metro North, the Harlem Line, and about an hour or so, you're in Mount Kisco, New York.
Not bad, not bad. What do you find, getting back to more about the restaurant, what do you find the greatest challenge to be with everything since you've started and opened the doors?
I think the hardest thing that for me has been, you know, learning to manage the ebbs and flows of a restaurant business. Seasonality plays a big part in it. You know, customers, you know, have a lot going on. People have a lot more going on in their lives these days with families and with children and running to activities and events and just finding the time to go out and enjoy themselves. So we need to work around what our customers' needs and wants are. And it's a constant, I don't want to say battle or struggle, but it's constantly trying to figure out what's going to make our customers happy and make them want to enjoy their time with us and come back and see us over and over again. So that is a challenge that is never ending, not only in this industry, but probably in any industry. I know we've dealt with that in my past life in the corporate world, and certainly deal with that now. So every day, wake up and figure, what can we do today to make you know, that one extra person walk through the door to know who we are and really enjoy everything about us.
Today we're joined by Jeff Rosen, proprietor of MTK Tavern, located in Mount Kisco, New York, about an hour train ride from Grand Central Station. And since its opening last year, MTK Tavern has become one of the better-known live entertainment venues and gastro pubs in northern Westchester here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jeff, what do you enjoy most about owning and running MTK?
One of the things, and one of the reasons I really want to do this, is I really enjoy owning my own business. I when I had worked before, I was always working for larger companies, and both private as well as public companies. And I enjoy that every morning I wake up, I have something to call my own and something that I work with my staff on to make successful. And that probably is the biggest joy I get out of that. You know, when you have that feeling and sense of accomplishment, when something goes right, when you're doing something well, when your customers are happy, that's a great satisfaction. And, you know, it makes you feel real good not only about yourself, but it makes you feel good that your employees are enjoying what they're doing as well, and that the people are finding a place where they can kind of escape from the stresses and realities of life for a while and come in and listen to our live music, enjoy our food, and just have a good night with friends and family. So that really is where I get the most joy. You know, I enjoy interacting with the customers. It's always nice to have people come in, especially people who we call our regulars, who come in on a fairly, you know, consistent basis. And it's nice when you can recognize them and talk to them and find out what's going on in their lives as well. One thing that I'm proud that we started up last year that we still do is we have an MTK Cares program where each month we try to find a different organization to work with to help them do some type of fundraising event either at the tavern or in some way we could help them in order to raise funds for their needs and what they're trying to accomplish with their organization.
And what do you see for the future of MTK at this point?
Well, you know, right now we're discussing a new business relationship, which hopefully in the next day or two we'll be able to put out a press release on. I think it's something that will be great not only for us, but I think people in Mount Kisco will be excited because they know both us and this business that we are going to be entering into this relationship with. As well, you know, we're looking to maybe right now we do live music about 3 to 4 times a week. Bands, smaller groups. We're looking to maybe possibly change that over a little bit. What we'd really like to do is try to find a place to fit in the up-and-coming bands, the ones that are kind of looking for a place to play and maybe get discovered. So I'm in discussions with a promoter and producer as well who might be able to work on getting those people in and give them an opportunity to be seen, and that's something that I'm excited about. You know, our menu, like I said, with this new relationship, I think will be an added bonus once we release that information. And we're always looking for ways to improve the menu and make it more enjoyable for everyone. So that's where we're at. That's where we're looking to go. And, you know, we plan on being around for a long time. So I think you'll see a lot of positive changes, not in the near future, but along the road as well.
Good stuff. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about MTK Tavern online?
Absolutely. We actually have a website. It's mtktavern.com. You can learn a little bit more about us, take a look at our menus, learn what our event schedule is. You can certainly reach out to us via that site as well. And we are also on Facebook, facebook.com/mtktavern, and on Twitter, at MTK Tavern. So many areas, many different ways you can reach out to us, and we're always happy to hear from people and get back to them and learn what they're looking to want to do as well.
Certainly sounds like a place that is a must visit if you're in the area. In conclusion, I'd love to get some advice from you on those that are listening in that are considering starting their own business, especially in the hospitality industry. What would you tell the listener?
I would tell them, you know, you have to do an incredible amount of due diligence. You know, opening a restaurant kind of is a little bit like a fairy tale. It sounds great, but it's not the true. But you know, once you get involved, the reality is there as to all the work that has to go into it, understanding, you know, the costs that are involved, how to manage customers, how to build a customer base, how to work business relationships with other businesses in town. You know, it's always great to think, oh, I own a restaurant, people are just going to come flocking in. That happens rarely, and it does happen to some, but it doesn't happen very often. So you need to have a good sense that, you know what, this is going to be probably the hardest thing you're ever going to do, and you're going to have to work a lot and make, you know, a lot of good choices, and, you know, just keep every day pounding away and making it as successful as you can.
Good sound advice coming from someone that certainly knows what he's talking about. We've been speaking with Jeff Rosen, proprietor of MTK Tavern, located in Mount Kisco, New York, an hour train ride from New York City. And since its opening last year, MTK has become one of the better-known live entertainment venues and gastropubs in northern Westchester, New York. And the website of reference once again for more information is mtktavern.com. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
Hey, you too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.